Welcome to Big Natural Talents.
Hi, girly whirlies. We're back another week.
Yeah.
Biantini City.
Biantini City population. Us two and you. I don't want to say three because I like to think that maybe you all gather around and listen to it in a group, you know.
We hope you listen to this in packs.
Yeah, looks like we travel in packs, girly wolf packs.
A group of girls is called a pack.
Yeah, we are. We're the teeny pack. And it's kind of a whole Twilight thing, and there's a lore behind it, and we don't have time for that.
We don't have time for that.
How are you, Conchetta? I locked myself out of my house today.
Big news.
Big news LV. For me. I mean, it's not big news. It's regular. It's every day. It's expected. It's...
I remember texting you the time I locked myself out. It doesn't feel good. You feel... bad.
You're stateless as a person. Mm. You're like left to the world. You're wandering around and you're like at the whim of your boyfriend. It's like what like a wife in the 50s would feel like, you know? Mm. It's like, well, I must wait for my husband to return from war so I can get into my home. Like it was, I mean, I did just have my car keys, but not my house keys. So I did just drive to my boyfriend's work and get his key.
Great.
Which is right near the podcast studio. So I like... drove to him and went home and then I came back and but I had to shower. I looked disgusting.
Got it.
But that's my news, I guess.
Big day. Well, my news is positive. It was my birthday yesterday. Yeah.
I mean, that was, you know, not as important to lead with as my key situation.
No, please. That takes precedent. That is a huge big business.
But yeah, it's birthday season.
It's birthday season.
Wow.
And I have a few interesting things to tell you.
I'm sure you do.
Okay, so my friend Kate, she was like, I'm going to take you on a surprise, like, adventure for your birthday. So she picked me up at 10.
I feel really inadequate. I do have a small gift for you in my car. I'll give it to you. Maybe hop in the car. I'll take you somewhere. And you won't know where it's going to be.
It'll be Macca's.
It'll be Macca's.
But which one is the surprise?
Yeah, maybe in Tamworth. Anyway, so what was this?
So I just want to say the thing that we did I think is really funny to the people who know me. So we drove this long drive to this place called Avalon. I don't know if people know where that is, but I'd never been there.
What? And it's the northern beaches. It's probably 30 to 40 minutes away from where Conchetta lives.
And it's beautiful part of town.
An exotic.
And so I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And Kate, we park and then we start walking and we're walking towards this little business and all outside are little girls, lots of young girls like drinking little milkshakes and like painting and like being like, oh my God, they're like so excited and they're buzzing and all these girls and
it's the summit of the girlies.
It's the summit of the girlies. And I'm like, is that where she's taking me? Yes, she is. And you want to know what it was? It was a... place. I don't know what it's called, but like it was like instead of like a library full of books, it was shelves full of white ceramic things of all different types, like unicorns and like spoon holders and little candle holders and bowls and like everything. And then what you do,
you paint it. We're talking plaster painting,
plaster
baby
painting. And and it's only us, two almost 30-year-old women, and a bunch of young girls. Yeah. And I just thought of Ben laughing and you all laughing and being like, yeah, of course this is where I want to be.
That is the perfect gift. The perfect journey. And what did you paint?
Okay, so that was hard in itself. Like, what do you pick? But my friend, she picked a little bowl, and she's so good at painting. It was really good. And then I picked a little tea light candle holder.
Nice.
And
practical.
Yeah, I want
ornamental,
which is like the intersection of my favorite things.
Yeah, yeah. Everything needs to be doing both.
Multi-level.
Yeah.
So it was honestly like a dream to do that. I had no idea it was a concept, and Kate knows me. She's like, you want to do activities? And I'm like, absolutely. Yeah. And it was like a special memory. And then they, what I didn't realize is, then a lady takes it, puts it in a freaking kiln.
In the kiln.
And it looks like real good, like shiny and beautiful. Yeah. And I thought more on the psyche of things. There was this young girl who was like the only one running this small little store. And she was like, I got talking to her, obviously. I was like, I want to know everything about you. She's in year 11. I'm like, how's school? But she was just like your typical, like, beautiful small town girl, like, probably like not happy to be working at this place, you know, like a little bit just like seen it all before. And I just wanted to crack her.
Yeah. Small town girl. Hey, you ever going to get out of here? This crazy little part of Sydney that is not that far away from the city, but it is like they call the Northern Beaches the Insular Peninsula.
A lady said that. Yeah. And a lady with her daughter said that.
They don't mix.
She was like, why else would you go anywhere?
Yeah.
They're racist.
Really? No, they're not racist. They just all it happens to be very white there, and they all happen to like staying in that area.
I mean, what's the difference to the eastern suburbs? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
And Manly. And everyone's insular and white and exactly. mean.
And they're places beyond reproach that we cannot criticize and cannot floor. Yeah, wow.
So I thought that was a bit funny.
Yeah.
That was what I did, and also just trying to like crack this girl, and I did crack her because she gave me a free milkshake in a little jar, like
a
kitschy little you know, like that.
A jar.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Like a milk
because I don't jar. Know. You're saying you know, but like I don't know what you mean.
I'm trying my darndest. Okay.
Well, that was in Amy Schumer's special.
Mm.
Her husband went to like a plaster painting place, and then did you watch that special?
She's going to be a bit expecting Amy.
Yeah, it's in that, but then it's also in her stand-up special because they went to plaster painting, and like her sister like painted a cup, like you paint like a pattern, but he got a plate and he like painted a portrait of her on the plate. And it's like really unflattering.
Oh, yes.
But he like didn't see that it was. He was like, I painted this of you. And she was like, sweetie, can you see how like that isn't nice? And he's like, what do you mean?
That is so cute.
Yeah.
They're so cute. That is my favorite story. Yeah. But that's maybe how like all those celebrities felt when me and Ben tried to paint like Jerry Seinfeld.
That's exactly how they felt.
Like, this is mean.
It's how they felt because they knew about it and they saw it and they cared.
And then I had a question.
Yeah.
Okay, on my birthday, no matter who I talked to when I'd run into people or if I was going to a restaurant or whatever, I just unconsciously was like, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is your thoughts on that?
I think you have to do that.
Right?
I think it's weird if you don't.
Right? It's like it's your one day.
Yeah. Well, that's like there's a Seinfeld episode about this. Like, when Jerry dates that girl and she seems really nice and normal and it's the end of their first date and she goes, well, I guess I should have a piece of cake seeing it's my birthday. And then he's like, what's wrong with her that she's like out with me on her birthday? She didn't mention it was her birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Just act normal? Who cares? Who's that cool?
Totally.
You get one day.
You get one. You know, because like every time I'd say it, I just could picture the people around me being like, oh, you just brought that up. And it's like, yeah, fuck you. I am going to be. Yeah, it's your birthday. You get one day. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? You know me. I'm always like fighting like those voices which tell you to like be smart. But I'm like, actually.
Yeah.
I think I have. It just came. It just came.
You have to tell your demons, be quiet.
On my birthday only.
The demons have one day off and that's your birthday. And they go off and do plaster painting somewhere else. They do it somewhere else. And then you have your day and everyone gets to know about it. And it's nice.
It's nice. So it's that's nice. Another thing I thought of. What about you? What have you got?
What else? I mean, I've got lots. I've got a huge day next week, actually. Mm. Because you're having a haircut today.
Yep.
And I'm getting my haircut next week. And I did say it's good that we've synced up on the haircuts. That's a fun thing. Maybe like girly friendship groups, they should all like sync up. On
that's
the haircuts.
Funny.
Yeah. Like your period, how you sync up. Like, but you should do the hair and maybe like brows or like whatever other girlies do
all of it.
To groom all of the stuff. Because I don't do any of the other stuff and that's my demon. But I wish I did. But anyway, I've got a day next week and I am huge reveal.
Mm.
Seeing a new therapist.
Ah!
And also that morning having my hair cut. And I was like, am I going to leave this day kind of a new person entirely? Are you kidding?
You chose to do the two biggest things a girlie can do in the one day.
On that Thursday, I'm doing the most. I'm going to get a haircut and going to therapy. And I have a gig that night. I don't know what that crowd is going to get. I don't know who they're going to see, because it's not going to be the girl that's sitting here right now. It's going to be someone else entirely.
That's so exciting.
Huge news. But the more I find, so the haircut, we know that's good. I know my hairdresser. Yeah. I trust her. That relationship is established. But new therapist, huge step. He was recommended by the psych that I see for my ADD. Mm-hmm. So he, the ADD psych, he like doesn't counsel me at all. He just like gives me drugs.
Yeah.
But he recommended him and he looks really good. But like every step of the way, I'm like, this is bad. So, okay, first off, I was like, okay, look, he seems good. And I was like, okay, a man, why not? Let's give that a try.
Let's switch it up.
Because I've seen psychs before as well, but I've never really been blown away, you know, never been razzle-dazzled. And he has the same first name as my dad who just died. And whoa. I was like, okay, like Freud may have a thing or two to say about this.
Of all the names, that's of all a the bummer. Names.
And I'm like, all right, but we'll disregard that. And so then he looks really good. He's like got specializations in areas that like are like relevant to me. But I don't think he's a clinical psych. I think he's like a counselor and like social, like he's yep, done lots of study. But yeah. He's not a clin psych. So he doesn't take like mental health care plans.
Oh.
So he doesn't do a rebate. And so, but it's $150 a session, which is like, ugh. But it's also not crazy because I was also looking at clin psychs who do take referrals and do get a rebate and you're still paying that a lot of the time anyway, unless you see a free one, which like is what I've done before. And then you see them and they're like 25 and they're like, why don't you like imagine your negative thoughts are just riding in the sand and then the ocean washes them away? And I'm like, I don't need a 27-year-old therapist.
Totally.
So I'm like, okay, $150. And then I'm like booking the appointment and he's like, yeah, so like on Monday to Wednesday I work at like this hospital doing this thing. But I see clients at my home on Thursday through Saturday. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then it's like a booking and it's like, okay, so it's my house. It's like the White House. It's like, go down the driveway, not the stairs. They're a bit janky. You can bring cash on the day and I'll give you a receipt. And I'm like, is this legit? Am I going to get murdered?
That's awesome.
And I'm like, wow. Like this man was recommended to me by a psychiatrist and he's like a cash only, no referral guy who's going to see me at his house. Not far from Avalon, actually.
Oh, cool. You should go to the place after. Make a real day of it.
Why do we meet there? Why don't I be like, hey, like, it's kind of weird to come to your house. Why don't we meet at Plaster Painting and kind of do that and chat?
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, like, we need to normalize this because, like,
we need to normalize going to a man's house and giving him cash and talking about your feelings.
I think it's like therapy, they're just people too. And if they want to do a cash-only business system, maybe that doesn't take away from their expertise.
Yeah, who am I to say? You know, and actually, like, maybe that means, like, we'll relate to each other more than anyone else.
He's on Centrelink as well,
He gets it. He's like, this way I don't have to declare it and get my payment cut down. I'd be like, yeah, man, I get it. Sick. Don't give me a receipt. I'm not going to do anything with it. I don't know what to do with it. And he's like, good, because the receipt was just me writing something on a paper. I don't know what to do with it either. Oh, my God.
Well, I think it's just like anything new, any relationship, doing anything new, your brain is just going, no, no, no. It's going, no, 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 no. It doesn't matter what it is. It's me seeing a new hairdresser. It's me doing, like, it's me going into a new shop. It's like any new experience that your brain has to see, she's never open arm. She's never like, you know what?
No.
Just take a chance.
Yeah.
She's like, everything is bad. It's got the same name as my dad. Like, it's cash only. It's like down a dingy. And it's like, you have to, just like you said to me on my birthday to the demons need to go plaster painting on that Thursday.
Yes, the demons will be, I can drop them off. It's not going to be far. It wouldn't be far to just drop them off. I'd have to go probably drive a bit further out of my way, but drop the demons off at plaster painting. And probably a few angels in there as well that maybe are also saying, hey, these probably are legitimate red flags. I'll say, hey, angels, do you want to go to a different plaster painting place?
Or keep them separate.
Like, because do you guys not get along with the demons? And then they'll be like, actually, we get along pretty well. Actually, we know each other.
It's kind of like yin and yang.
Yeah.
We kind of need the other. Yeah.
They're like, actually, we've got a podcast.
That's awesome.
So I just drop them all, drop everything, and go and take a chance, take a risk, make a change, quote Kelly Clarkson.
But
breakaway.
Do message five people the address just in case you don't come back.
Absolutely be location sharing.
Great,
and
with the girlies.
Yeah, we'll see. So, and hey, if he kills me, maybe like he'll kill me after I'm like finally free of my trauma.
Totally.
I'll be like, you know what? I welcome death. And I'm finally happy and it's all going to be okay.
You only need to feel happiness for a second.
Yeah, that's enough.
It's enough.
Actually, any more would be too much.
Debilitating.
Yuck.
That's really brilliant. Can I just say this is sort of small and boring, but I also, on the birthday extravaganza, so these nails I got, my friend and I, Kate, got matching, and we went to a new place. Again, scary.
Huge for you.
Huge for me, scary. And here's what I just want to say, because everyone knows my stories about, like, the amount of times you ask for something, it's never what you want. You internalize this, like, beating yourself up. Like, am I defective? Is there something wrong with me? That's what I'm talking about in therapy.
And this is the kind of feelings you have when you ask for an Oreo McFlurry with extra chocolate sauce on the top and the bottom, and they don't give you enough sauce. And you're like, no, I'm trying to ask for what I want.
I'm not heard. And
you're
not seen.
Getting, and you're not hearing me.
I just want to be heard.
And, yeah.
But I just want to say, like, I went in with a specific photo of the nails and design I wanted. We're talking long nails and the design. And I showed them this and I was like, I want this exactly. I don't know how much more clear you can get. I'm like, the length, the design.
It's
and they were
photo.
Like, got it. And then, I don't know if people know about this, but yes, there's SNS, which is like powdered color and that tends to be good for your nails. Then there's acrylic, which you know is like that cool thing, they make them long, but it's kind of bad for your nails. You have to file them down.
Yeah.
And then there's this kind of newer thing. I don't know if it's new, but like it's not just always as available as everything else, but it's when you get gel extensions. And that's like a clear, it looks like fake nails that you stick on, and you stick them on and then they're like paint over it, and it's meant to be better for your nails. Anyways, so I sit down and I say, this is exactly what I want. And then they start to put the gel nails on. They stick them on. They're really long. And I'm like, here we go. How exciting. And then she cuts them so short. And I said, oh, I want them longer. And she's like, no, we recommend only having them this long because then they can like fall off. And so they were literally the antithesis.
What do you mean? That's fake. That's not
that's
real.
Fake.
That's not true. That's gaslighting.
It was gaslighting. And I just sat there.
Like, Lauren, long nails exist.
Long nails exist! And I saw someone else who did gel and definitely did them long. So I was just, sometimes you do take the risk and it doesn't pay off. And and then they were so expensive. I can't tell you how much, but like
me
and Kate.
They look really cute.
They are cute and they are like amazing professionals. But just to be like, this is what I want, yes. And hate then it. Be like, by the way, no. I'm like, no, that's on you this time.
Yeah.
That's not on me.
The gel is always so much more expensive, or like shellac polish. Because I only get acrylics occasionally, like if I have to be on camera or something, or like I'm doing the comedy festival, or like I need to look good for a purpose. And then like I'm always in there, like you have to like really fight them.
You have to fight.
You have to really fight.
Nothing comes easy in this world.
No,
even if you're paying an arm and a leg for it.
And they're like, why don't you want shellac? Literally everyone gets shellac. And I'm like, I don't want shellac because they're acrylics. You can just do normal polish. And they're like, it's really bad for your nails. And I'm like, sweetie, did you see my nails? They're not good, okay? Like, I don't know how worse they could get. So, like, just file them down. I don't care. It's not like, I don't understand the problem with damaging my nails. It's not like.
Me too.
They're not my heart or something.
Yes.
It's not my liver. Like,
that's so true.
Fucking fuck them up.
Fuck them up.
Do whatever you want. I don't want to pay a $10 surcharge for this fake new fandangled gel bullshit. Anyway.
Totally. Sorry, I just want to say I'm like, oh, I should just fucking go get acrylics again. Like, I don't need a short. Like, if I'm going long, I'm going long. Like, this makes me want to die. And
I think they look really cute. Everyone at home, they look really cute.
Okay.
You should.
Thank you.
It's okay.
What else have you got?
I've got A few questions.
Oh, great. Okay.
And I did research. I went into the field of podcasting research. Love. For this. So, because I'm going to say your name wrong. I don't know if it's Kardia or Kasia.
Oh, yeah.
I should have fact checked this. Yeah.
You love this girl.
Kardia Milan. Kasia Milan. If I was her, I would say Kasia Milan. I think she says Kardia. And the worst way to say her name, I think, would be Malin. That's Malin. What I was thinking.
What about Kacha?
Kacha. Nah, that would be the word. It would be Kacha Malin. That'd be the most offensive way to say her name, Kasia Milan, but I'm going to say Kasia Milan.
Cool, love.
Okay, so she has a podcast. She's an influencer. Mm. And we were talking about influencers last week, and I follow her. I don't have a bad word to say against her. I think she's like, you're already laughing because you know I do. Because I have a bad word to say against, like, Mother Everyone. Teresa. Like, show me a picture of a stranger. And I've got a bad word.
After therapy next Thursday, I think you're really not going to have a bad word to say about Kasia.
Hopefully. She's fine. She's young. She's like 24 or something. I thought she was older. Mm. Last year, she had a breast lift. I followed the journey. And
good for her.
Good for her. Get it, girl. Anyway, she has a podcast. And, I mean, already thin ice for an influencer, hot 24-year-old to be in the podcast world, but okay.
Yeah. Leave it to us, fine 28-year-olds.
Leave it to us. You know, we're sitting here at the studio at the desk. We can sit our tits on the desk. They don't need to be lifted surgically, okay, because we're just on the mic. She's got a pod, and I'd never listened to it, but I saw she posted about how they did their final episode of the season, and they had a lot of would you rathers.
Cool.
She said, and so I said, well, what if I listened to Kasia Milan's podcast and got her would you rather questions, and then we did them on our show.
That's awesome. An homage to Kasia.
An homage, an unofficial crossover. An unofficial, unapproved.
Illegal.
Nobody is actually okay with this. I was disappointed, though, actually, because I thought the would you rathers would be, like, really specific, but it seems like they've just kind of Googled them and they're kind of generic.
Okay. So, also, is it funny at all?
No, I think this is... Oh, the podcast.
The whole episode.
I mean, the episode I listened to was a little bit chaotic because it was not just the two girls, Kasia and Ashton. Mm. It was, like, two other influencers as well.
Okay.
Lily.
It was like when we had Becky and Cam.
Yeah.
And us.
And it's a little bit too much. So it was just like four girlies screaming in there and just getting their lives. And I vaguely knew who one of them was. Lily. Oh, fuck. I've already forgotten her last name. But Lily, she's got like red hair and like very pointy eyebrows. Mm. Not a bad word to say against her. But I don't know. They just seem like they have the best lives ever, these girls. She was just talking about, she was like, I've been so busy. I live in Brisbane, but I'm at the Gold Coast every second day at my warehouse for the business. And my mum cooks dinner. And I was like, oh my God, you've got the best life.
Best life ever.
In the fucking world. She's probably driving a convertible in the Gold Coast. Like, kill me right now.
Kill me right now.
Lift my tits up and kill me.
We're walking down alleys to go to a casually therapist locked out of our apartment.
I'm walking down this unstable driveway to pay a man $150 to try and make me feel better. You're at the warehouse in the Gold Coast. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I've got the questions.
Oh, my God.
I also wanted to throw in as well the one thing that they said in this podcast that I loved was they said, because, like, we're in a studio, right, a podcast studio. She said, the chicks are in the stew. And I was like, I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that for me.
The chicks are in the stew?
So the chicks are in the stew.
Okay, it's a chick stew up in here.
It's a chicky stew. So we're going to say that.
That's the title of this app.
The chicks are in the stew. Chicky stew. Anyway, so I've got some would you rathers, basically.
Let's go.
Question one. Would you rather be rich or smart?
This is shameful by my brain.
Rich.
Rich.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm smart right now, okay? And I'm sorry, maybe it's rude to say that. I think I'm a pretty smart person.
Of course you're smart.
Guess what?
It don't mean shit.
It don't mean shit out there. Like, how many times do I have to say that we are going to a cash-only therapist?
Yeah, okay, that's actually easy, and I actually have no shame. We live in this stupid capitalist hellhole pig.
Yeah.
And I want to, you know, it doesn't pay to be smart in the chicky stew.
It doesn't. We're in chicky stew. The only currency that matters is cold, hard cash, okay? I want to get a warehouse in the Gold Coast. Mm. I don't know what she does at the warehouse. I don't know what I want at the warehouse, but I just want to have one. I don't want to have to go there all the time. Rachel, yeah, and I think actually most of the girls said rich. I think one or two of them said smart, and they were like, because they would play the game, but then they kind of were like, no, actually.
But you're smart to be rich then. Like, what would you do to be, like, yeah, if you're smart?
And they were like, if you're rich, you could just, like, get a tutor and, like, get people to teach you things. And I'm like, girly, okay. I don't think you would be doing that, but... Not enough, because I wouldn't. What do you mean? Also, being smart is a burden. I wish. You know, when you meet these people, they're just dumb and so happy. And...
Yeah, my favorite people are dumb.
Yeah.
I'm dumb. I love dumb people. It's more ego. It's like, if you're smart and you have an ego and you lord it over people, it doesn't mean shit. I don't give a shit how smart you are.
Yeah, you're either smart and have an ego and you don't know it and it's annoying and then maybe you get rich about it and then you're still annoying. Mm. Or you're smart and you're tortured by that. And
so
you know
true.
Too
Silent.
Much.
Yeah.
It's you've bitten the apple in Eden and that's that.
That's that.
So, okay, next one. Would you rather say everything that ever comes to your mind or never speak again?
Okay, so me already or, yeah. Or Ben Goshen? Wait, what is it again?
Say everything that comes to your mind or never speak again.
Everything comes to my mind?
Yeah, because you couldn't not speak. But also you'd destroy relationships and stuff if you said everything that came to your mind. Like, it would be crazy.
That's so
I would
true.
Be outcast from society.
You'd be like, I don't have a bad word to say about Kasha. And then you'd see Kasha and then it all comes out.
It would all
out.
Come out. And it would come out. And actually, this would be a personal question because I feel like for you, like, your heart is more pure than mine. So, like, if you said everything that came to your mind, you probably would have a bit of, like...
Well, I'd have maybe more positive.
Yeah.
But I'd still have negative just like everyone else.
I mean, and there was also, like, I feel like this was in, like, an episode of Grey's Anatomy. Like, someone had a brain tumor and it made him say everything. And it made his wife really mad. And... Because you just think things and you just would say them. You just go like, maybe I shouldn't have even married you. And you don't mean it.
That's so true.
But you think it.
That is hard.
But also you can't be mute. What are you going to do?
Like, that's my job.
Yeah, you couldn't do stand-up comedy.
Yeah, or this.
Or this. How would you have a podcast? Yeah. What would I get, like, a Morse code machine?
I'd have to do, like, clowning.
I'd have to do mime. Probably have to say everything that's on my mind.
Yeah.
And it would suck, but it is what it is.
It is what it
Maybe
is.
Maybe it would make us famous for having the craziest podcast
so
in the world.
So true.
I'd be cancelled in about 2 minutes. All right. And this one, this one surprised me that they had this one on there. And I thought you specifically would love this.
Oh my God.
Would you rather clog the toilet on a first date or the first day at a new job?
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is the best one.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Make it about the toilet.
Yeah.
The stakes are up.
It's coming home.
Shit. I want to... Oh my God.
I think it, like, depends on the job and it depends on the date, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Because, like, most first dates, like, they're not going to work out anyway.
Yeah, maybe a date.
But... I feel like that's, like, more of, like, a personal, like, one-on-one pressure experience where, like, you really kind of couldn't play it off. But if you're at work, you could just be like, who did that? But you gotta just be, like, at a man's house alone and be like, who did that?
Okay, but what if it's out at dinner?
At, like, a restaurant?
Yeah.
I think, like, that would be fine because no one would know.
Yeah.
Unless, like, the waiter comes out. And he's like, who did this big shit? Well, it was fucking one of yours. Like, it's the mum from that vine.
It's like, what are you willing to lose? A job or a man's?
I mean, but what if you, like, lost your job for shitting? Like, that's that, like, okay, yeah, just try. We'll go to the Fair Work Tribunal about it. That's not on me.
I have IBS.
Yeah, it's a disability.
This is unfair dismissal.
I'd love to be in the news for that.
That's
I wouldn't actually.
So, and then you launch a podcast off the back of that.
Yeah.
Where you say everything that comes to your mind.
Say everything comes to my mind and I also, like, solve workplace problems and fight for the little guy. Kind of like an Erin Brockovich, but with clogging toilets.
Okay, so I think we're saying work.
Work. Because, yeah, you can't
What did the girlies say?
I think the girlies all said work, like, straight away.
Really?
Because they were like, no way on a date. So they weren't of your end of this shitting on in your relationship spectrum. They
they're
were
your,
more with me.
They're your end.
They're my people, basically, the girlies. the girlies in the stew have a bit more in common with me. Okay, two more.
Mm-hmm.
Always be traveling or never travel again.
Always be traveling.
Crazy. That's what all of those girlies said as well.
Yeah.
Me? Never travel again.
Wow.
Are you kidding? Think about it.
Yeah.
You were in Melbourne for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
How did you feel?
Beat down. Depressed.
Living out of Airbnb.
I know, but Lauren, I've never been to Italy.
I guess.
I've never been to Italy. And like actually, if you can just like see, actually, I realize that like now being a girly who's really just prioritized like being in Australia and hustling, there's more to the world than
there's more to life.
There's like traveling in, it's like the one thing people are like, you have to do it before you die. In whatever capacity you can do it. So I would do that.
Yeah.
Like, and if I was with the love of my life, you know, make it work.
And how strict would it be? Like, could you stay somewhere for a few months in an Airbnb and then go somewhere else?
I don't know. Maybe just, but I know what you mean. Yeah. I like a permanent home.
I love to have a home. And I feel like I like mentally, like I need to feel safe and settled somewhere.
Yeah.
So that's why traveling would be exhausting for me.
So true.
And I also love to have like all of my little objects and items around me. I need a full pantry.
Yeah. But if you were rich and could travel forever,
if
you
money isn't an issue,
could put that in lots of different great luggage.
Yeah. I mean, if it was like always be traveling, but like with no kind of concessions to like give me money to do that, like, because I'm assuming that means like you like live in a magical reality where you can afford to do that.
Yeah.
If it was just like I'm suddenly have to travel, that's like, oh, that's just like homelessness, actually. That's just for me, that would just be homelessness.
Yeah, there's now a gun to your head.
Yeah. Like that would be bad. I don't know. Anyway,
love.
Last one. Would you rather go back and meet your past self or go forward and meet your future self?
Meet your future self. Meet my future self.
Do you think, because so the girl is on the podcast in the stew, the girl is in the stew, said immediately as well, meet my future self. But then they said, no, wait, actually, I'd go back because then you could like tell them to do things, invest in something or give them tips or say like, hey, start comedy younger or hey, don't start comedy, get a degree.
So you get to tell them stuff.
Yeah, you're like meeting, you can chit chat. So I think I'd probably go back to my past self and tell them like tricks to make money.
Wow. This is a beautiful one. And I would say my philosophy would be, I think everything that happened had to happen.
Yeah.
So I want to see who I become and like hopefully that would be inspiring and learn.
Regrets or
you know,
not. Yeah, and
like,
then
learn
you can
about
change
shaping
what
the future and like I don't
you're
know
doing. Yeah, because yeah, everything that happened and you kind of, can you change it? Should you change it?
Yeah, I don't know.
That would be scary, actually. Butterfly effect. That's what these girlies in the stew didn't think about.
Yeah. And also, like, whoever you were, they got to where you are. That's a feat. Whatever you've done to get to where you are, like, that's the point. It's like you just did the best with what you have and that's all anyone can do. So, like, I don't know if I need to be, like, invest in Bitcoin. Like, so what? Like, you're going to do that now. Whatever.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I mean, Bitcoin's really down at the moment. So like whether that means it's a good time to buy or to sell or that's the problem. It's kind of, this question really comes down to Bitcoin and what we're doing with the Bitcoin. Are we getting it? Are we selling? Are we buying? Are we selling? You go back and they're like, what am I like? You know, what is, are my parents alive? And you're like, there's a thing called Bitcoin. Yeah, but that's all the girlies in the stew question.
That's great. I want to ask Ben these.
Yeah.
These are good. Use these with your friends, with your girlies in the stew.
Get in the stew, guys. And that doesn't have to be studio. It can be a hearty, rich soup made in the English style with meat and vegetables and a gravy base.
Well, I think, is that it for our... Yeah?
I reckon that's wrapping up.
We're wrapping up time.
We're going to do some more gossip later in the week.
Yeah. We hope you're loving these 2 episodes a week. We love them. I think I've got some feedback. I think
people are liking it.
People are liking it. We love to hear no feedback, but just if you do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and rate us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Big Natural Talents, where we'll be dropping stuff about our merch, yes. which you can get in on, which we are wearing in the stew today.
Yeah, God, you probably heard it.
See shit.
Where is this?
There we go. We're trying to get in the angle of the camera. And Patreon bonus episodes coming out at Big Natural Talents. And is that everything?
Yeah.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.